This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Ask Kirsten Dunst what attracted her to the film Melancholia, and she doesn't hesitate to reply.
Lars. I mean, literally, I would have done mostly anything with him.
Lars is Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier, and Kirsten Dunst is the star of his latest film. She plays a bride on her wedding day as Earth is about to crash into another planet. We'll talk with her about her role in a few minutes. But first, we're going to take a closer look at the director and his complicated relationship with women. Lars von Trier has written some of the strongest roles for women in the last quarter century and some of the most controversial. He's depicted women as martyrs and as saints, as vindictive and satanic. He's been called the Punisher for his demands on actresses, yet three of his stars, including Kirsten Dunst, have won the Best Actress Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Pat Dowell reports.
It's not uncommon for Lars von Trier to be accused in interviews of misogyny, says Caroline Bainbridge of Roehampton University in London. She's the author of The Cinema of Lars von Trier.
His response seems to be always that these are not female characters, they're expressions of him and expression of his internal life. He's even claimed that he feels himself to be feminine to some degree. He starts to become much more interested in using a handheld camera and getting really up close on the female protagonists' faces in particular as a means of showing something, revealing something of their interior experience and the emotional strain that they find themselves under in the various different narratives.
And not just in the stories. Take Dancer in the Dark, which starred Icelandic pop star Björk. She won Best Actress at the 2000 Cannes Film Festival, but she became just as well known for trying to escape the set. Neither she nor von Trier said why, but in a BBC interview the filmmaker gave, just before swearing off interviews last month, he marveled that the troubles did not deter Nicole Kidman from starring in the film that followed.
Even though Björk sent her a letter saying that she should not take the part because I would eat her soul.
Von Trier acknowledges that he and Kidman took long walks during the filming of Dogville so they could shout at each other, undisturbed. Kidman played a fugitive who's ultimately exploited and raped by the good people of a small American town. Von Trier, a self-described control freak, goes on to say in the BBC interview that he and his leading ladies must share a goal, but then ultimately they must rely on him.
Yeah, they submit, yeah. I don't think I've misused anybody, but I could, of course, and I could be tempted to, but I don't think I have.
Abuse is again at the center of the 2009 film Antichrist. Though stars Charlotte Gainsbourg and Willem Dafoe had nothing but praise for their director, they play a nameless modern couple who retreat to their cabin in the woods after the accidental death of their child. They end up torturing each other.
When you feel threatened, it's natural to react. If the danger were real, your fear would save your life because your adrenaline would be used for fight or flight. But what you're experiencing is panic, nothing more. The scream wasn't real.
Filmmaker Lars von Trier wrote Antichrist as therapy while hospitalized for depression in late 2006. He was back to his old self when he brought it to the Cannes Film Festival, says scholar Caroline Bainbridge.
When he was first publicizing Antichrist and he was talking about this being a film that blended the genres of melodrama and pornography, this deliberately insightful and inciting provocation, I think, is very much part of his master plan. And he's very kind of adept at playing a very performative and provocative role as an auteur, quite knowingly. And I think that that's kind of central to understanding Lars von Trier as a kind of cultural construct that's very distinct from Lars Trier, the man.
The story of the man is complicated. Lars Trier ambitiously added von to his name while in film school. And his independent-minded mother revealed on her deathbed in 1989 that the man he thought was his father was not. For that, she sought out a German man from an artistic family. It seems she had her own master plan for Lars, and he's been paying her back ever since, he told BBC reporter Matthew Sweet.
Every film I try to irritate her, even though she's dead. So she's still having a lot of influence, but every film is basically to irritate her, provoke her.
What in Melancholia would have got her goat?
Unfortunately, not very much, and that's why I'm not so crazy about the film.
Lars von Trier will try again with his next film. It's called The Nymphomaniac. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell.